U.S. hard red winter wheat country will have a very good chance for picking up on much-needed moisture over the middle part of this week. The precipitation event will actually begin in South Texas overnight tonight as scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms begin to evolve. A low-pressure center will move into the southern plains shortly thereafter and will likely enhance the precipitation as we go through the day Tuesday. And by the time we get into Wednesday, the storm will begin lifting to the north and northeast, passing through some of the winter wheat country. It looks like portions of West Texas will see its first significant rain of the season, and the same may be true for some counties in northwestern parts of the Texas Panhandle. Moisture totals in the Panhandle there will run from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch in the northwest half, while the southeast half will see amounts running anywhere from a half to an inch and a quarter. West Texas could see rain totals running anywhere from around a half to an inch and a half, with possibility of some local totals over 2 inches. Precipitation in central Texas will probably be more impressive. In fact, eastern Texas, Arkansas, and western Louisiana will see rain totals running upwards to 5 inches. We'll look for the southeast corner of hard red winter wheat country, including central and eastern Oklahoma and north central Texas, to get rain totals running from a half to 1.5 inches and some local totals over 2 inches. Those greatest amounts, though, will be on the southeastern fringe of wheat country. We don't expect that precipitation to work itself into the heart of the wheat production area. Storm system is expected to continue to work its way across the Midwest as we go into the balance of this week. Midwest rainfall will likely run from a half inch to 1.5 inches, with some local totals getting over 2 inches. The odds are fairly good that we'll see this first storm system weaken as it pulls out of the southern plains, so the heavier amounts of rain in the Midwest will likely end up confined to a small portion of the southwest part of the region. Another storm system is likely to develop across parts of the southern plains or the delta as we get into the weekend coming up, as cold air pools in the western part of the country. That colder air will begin to push through the plains and into the heart of the Midwest and the delta as we move on into the first part of next week. And there'll be yet another system that'll move across the Midwest later next week as the colder air moves closer into the region. In general, we're going to see quite a transition in weather across the region. The odds are extremely high that we'll end up seeing a significant amount of moisture occurring in the Ohio River Basin, with runoff potentials rising greatly as we move forward through the next full week. Now, it doesn't just rain every day everywhere, but we will see a continuation of this wetter bias trend for areas coming out of the Delta into the Ohio River Basin for the most part. For areas in the northwestern Corn Belt, we don't expect to see much relief to the drying bias there. At least it may not continue to dry down, but we're not going to see significant amounts of precipitation either. And it looks like our temperatures this week will be warmer than normal in the eastern half of the Midwest and trending cooler in the west, but not until we get to the weekend. Our temperatures these next few days are likely to be fairly decent across the region. We'll look for highs in the 30s and 40s across much of the Midwest today and tomorrow, with some 50s showing up in the south tomorrow and on Wednesday. The warmest weather, though, will occur as we move into the weekend, where we'll see some 50 and perhaps even some 60-degree readings in the lower eastern Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.